you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
This is the dirtiest show I have ever been on in all of my life.
Crossed over. If I
never. It was that time we had Johnny Carson in.
Yeah.
I'll be rich as rock.
We were so lucky to get him.
Gold.
He just didn't do anything. You know?
No.
Very reclusive.
On the side of the street.
Got off the walk the last what shot after the.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Were you just speaking in tongues?
Something took over.
I heard good afternoon.
And some other being was speaking through me.
Weird.
Frightening.
Maybe it was the spirit of funny talking guy.
Oh, for God's sake.
He's still missing.
I know. He could be dead, and
he
that was
He is still
spirit.
Missing. That could have been his spirit trying to get through.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you're better off.
You better off.
You better off. And if you don't know what that's about, you better off. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's a leisurely Thursday. Not a whole lot going on. Not a lot of news. So we're going to have time to take a lot of phone calls. And we're also going to have time to play the most popular radio game show in the country, Name That Planet.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I will warn you, you need to know your astronomy. You do. Astrology and astronomy are two different things. Here to explain the difference is Peon. Go ahead.
Well, astrology, you see, is the study of the different signs as they relate to your life, and astronomy is the study of the planets and the celestial beings up in the sky.
I knew I could throw that at him cold, and he'd know the answer. Yep. I just knew it. Tina, you look so cute today.
Thank you.
Dan, you look cute too today.
Oh, thanks, Frank.
Wow.
Do we have any Burke segment material?
I don't today.
I told you it's a slow day. It's one of those days.
Yeah, I think I already told you guys a little few things that happened to
Burke
me.
Burke segment's closed, so we move on. Now, here are our phone numbers if you'd like to call and play Name That Planet. And we do have prizes. Do we still have that? Yeah, the prize, man. We haven't used it for years.
Oh, I love that.
And Dan, before you do it, Dan, the prizes are Westport Car Wash and Stephanie's $15 gift card.
Okay.
Wow. I wonder if we have any prizes. I guess there's one way to find out.
Yay! The prize man!
That's right. The prize man, Dan Strauss. Dan, what do we have for winners today?
Right, Frank. We have, for playing Name That Planet, we have a Westport Car Wash gift certificate. Good for one free car wash. We also have a $15 Stephanita's gift certificate. And now it's time to play the game.
It's time to play Name That Planet. I'll give you the phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And yes, you're right. We haven't played this for at least 2 or 3 years. And when we do, you know we are desperate to fill 3 hours.
Yes.
We don't have a thing going. So we play Name That Planet. Now, the other thing I will tell you is for those of you who think it's just some kind of hokey, goofy joke of a game, it's not. You really do need to know the actual answer to some fairly complicated questions about our solar system. Nothing about this that's a joke. And if you don't get the right answer, we move on to somebody who does know the right answer. We will start with Scott. Scott, how are you?
Good, sir.
Welcome to Name That Planet.
I'll try my best.
Is your car dirty?
Yes, it is.
And are you hungry?
The car is more dirty than I'm hungry.
You will be hungry eventually. Which is why these are two great prizes. Westport Car Wash coupon and a $15 gift card from Stephanie's. Okay. Now, I will tell you, let me ask you this. Did you study astronomy at all in school, or do you know much about it more than the average person?
Well, I mainly skipped school and just laid on the ground and stared up in the sky, so I think that might help.
I think that's probably how a lot of astronomers got interested in the stars. What is that? Are you backing up? Are you backing up?
Yeah, I'm the fat guy backing up, yes.
Oh, seriously, what was that? Are you driving a...
No, it was me saying, put your seatbelt on.
Oh. It's the seatbelt thing.
All right, let's move right along here. Scott, here is your question, and all we ask is that you name that planet.
Okay.
What planet is classified as a gas giant because it has no solid surface? The atmosphere is hydrogen and helium, small amount of methane, and traces of water and ammonia. Name that planet. Do we have some thinking music? Some sort of... I don't want you to answer too quick. There you go. I want you...
that helps music. Me think.
Yes, it helps me too. Scott, name that planet.
Well, let's see. What do I have in common with that planet?
Take your time.
I'm also full of methane.
Okay. It's not full of methane.
Not full of it, but close.
It has a small amount of methane and traces of water on this planet and ammonia. Not full.
Well, let's see. There's beer and water, so I've got some of that in me. I'm going to think it's Uranus.
All right. Now, I don't know the answer, but I have the answer has been handed to me. Hang on. In this envelope. The answer is Uranus.
All right.
Wow.
Way to go, Scott.
You're smart, Scott.
Man, you are really smart.
Is that right? Uranus is mostly gas and a little solid?
No, not mostly gas. Small amount of methane.
Oh.
Traces of water.
What's the first part, though, you said?
Hydrogen and helium.
Helium.
And it is classified as the gas giant simply because, well, anything that's not liquid or solid is gas, not methane gas, other gases. The point is,
Uranus is a gas giant.
Yes, and Scott knows his planets. And Scott, for that, you get a $15 gift card to Stefanita's and a Westport car wash. You hang on, and Dan is going to take your information. Scott, congratulations to you.
Thank you, sir.
He is excited.
Wow.
So I guess if you could live on Uranus, everybody would talk like this because of the helium.
Helium atmosphere.
And maybe if we ever meet the inhabitants, that's how they talk. And because of, that's a very good point. Let's go to Keith. Keith, how are you?
I'm AM and PM.
Well, that's how people ought to be. Hallelujah. Keith, your background in astronomy, did you study it? A little bit. Yeah. To what extent? In school or just as a hobby?
Just as a hobby. I like looking at telescopes.
Well, that should be enough. I don't know if it's going to be enough to get through these difficult questions, or at least your difficult question, but we're going to find out as we have Keith name that planet. Keith, what planet has an equatorial radius of 25.559 kilometers? Take your time.
Wow. How would anybody know that?
They would know it by studying planets.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you think these aren't easy questions.
No, we didn't say they're easy. What planet?
That's real tough.
That is tough.
How big?
It's an equatorial radius of 25.559 kilometers. Let me throw this at you, too. This planet's volume is 52 times the volume of Earth. Maybe that helps you.
Wow. Just a stab in the dark. How about Uranus?
All right. Yeah, hand me answer number two. No, envelope that says answer number two. Thank you.
Who is that? Yeah.
My sister, Charlene.
Charlene?
By golly, the answer is Uranus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Took a stab with Uranus and he got it.
Yeah. A stab in the dark.
Good.
Stab in the dark. Well, congratulations, Keith. Do you eat pizza?
Oh, I love pizza.
Well, you're going to get $15 gift card to Stefanita's, and do you like a clean car? Because if you do, Westport Car Wash will get it.
I love a clean car.
Well, they have three locations for you to choose from. Congratulations to you. Hang on, and Dan will take some information. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. There's Keith on hold. Oh, shoot. I lost him. Hang on. Keith, you still there?
Yes.
I hit the wrong button. Now he's on hold. And I think we have time to play with one more contestant. And holding the longest of the remaining potential contestants is Craig. Craig, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today? I am AM in the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. A little bit about you, Craig. A little history, background, married, single, kids. What's the deal? Gay, hetero, what's the deal?
Gay and
hetero?
Yes to everything.
Yes.
You're married and single and gay and heterosexual?
Hey, I'll swing four ways.
Wow.
Four ways.
What's your background, if there is any, involving astronomy?
I got a merit badge in Boy Scouts. Does that count?
Are you kidding? Ooh. Of course it counts.
That's huge.
It is huge, Dan. That's what I was going to say.
An intelligent audience.
Of course, it was 40 years ago.
Doesn't matter. Some things stick. It's like riding a bike. I think
if I answer early, could I get bonus points?
No.
Well, that would be impossible to answer early. You haven't heard the question.
Yeah, you have to.
That's impossible. That would make it sound rigged.
Yeah,
like
the
game is somehow rigged.
And the prize is the prize. You can't get any.
No extra prizes.
Okay, all right. I thought all the answers were Uranus. I just thought I'd guess that.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, this first two answers.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. This makes me a little bit mad, Craig. And forgive me if I sound like I'm unloading on you here. But what you're implying is that somehow this is some kind of a joke or something, or that we've stacked the deck, or every question has, what'd you say, the same answer? It's ridiculous.
Frank
is handed. Please accept my apology.
Frank was handed the questions when we came in, and the envelopes are over there.
The envelopes are sealed.
Yeah, he has no idea.
I haven't seen the questions or the answers. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm sorry, Craig. I didn't mean to lose my temper.
You are right, so I apologize.
Here, ask him this question.
What is the planet that is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
Mercury.
Hang on. It is Mercury.
Yeah. Boy, don't you feel silly?
Don't you feel stupid?
Yeah.
Just think if you would have said Uranus.
I would have felt really stupid.
Well, you should feel stupid because you accused us of having a game that was rigged where the same answer was the answer to every question. Apologize to our audience, Craig.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
You got yourself a Westport Car Wash certificate and a $15 gift card to Stefanina's. Hang on there, Craig, and we'll get some info, okay?
Thank you very much.
Boy, we should have let him answer first. Boy,
yeah.
The nerve of that guy.
Every answer is the same.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Why would we even bother?
Yeah, thank you. Let's play one more round, and that will be with Travis. Hello, Travis.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm aiming the PM.
That's how everybody ought to be. Hallelujah. Travis, a little bit about you. What part of town do you live in?
Chesterfield.
What kind of work do you do if you work?
I work at a school.
Doing what?
I'm a principal.
Ooh.
I bet he's smart.
You're very smart.
Are you a mean principal or a nice principal?
No, I mean, I try to be pretty nice, yeah.
Kids scared of you? I bet they are. Kids are scared of you, aren't they? When you walk down the hall, here comes the principal.
Yeah, the ones that need to be maybe are. Maybe.
That's a good answer. The ones that need to be. Yeah. So how long have you been a principal?
I lose count, but I'm going to say this is year 14.
Wow. Well, good for you. Hobbies?
Let's see. I guess riding a bike, like to cook with the kids.
Okay.
Did a little traveling. Just got back from a trip, so yeah.
Where'd you go?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, that's a nice place to go. I'm assuming you're married. You said you had kids.
Yes, married with four boys.
Four boys married to a man or woman, because anymore these days we don't know. To a woman?
Huh.
All right.
Yeah, that's rare.
Thanks for keeping that going. You ready to play?
I am.
All right. It's, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Travis to name that planet. Which planet's rings were first discovered in 1977?
tough one.
It is tough.
You know, really, the reason I called was because I was hoping to get a chance to talk about Uranus on the radio.
Well, not here, you all.
No.
We don't talk about that kind of stuff. We're talking about astronomy now.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Right.
Planet.
I guess I'm going to go with Neptune.
Neptune.
What? Neptune, is that what you said?
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
What are we, answer number four? Question number four?
Envelope number four, please.
Yeah, thank
you. Oh, Travis, I'm sorry. The answer is Uranus.
Oh,
I thought it was going to be Uranus.
Well, you thought it was going to be that. Why didn't you say...
You always go with your original answer.
You really should have. You should have gone with your gut. Yeah. Well, Travis, it was a pleasure meeting you, and thanks for playing Name That Planet.
All right, thank you. My pleasure.
I guess he should have gone with Uranus and not his gut.
Yeah, yes, not his gut.
Is he here how disappointed the guy is?
Yeah.
Disappointed.
Neptune.
Neptune?
Hmm.
How stupid. How could somebody know that little about our solar system?
And the principal was the only one that got it wrong.
I hope his kids didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Man, I hope the students didn't go, oh, yeah, our principal, he thought Neptune was Uranus.
I didn't really know Uranus had rings.
I say one more round, and that's, I said that before, but I'm saying it again, and this will be the final round. This will be Dustin. Dustin, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Let me check. How we doing?
Good, Dustin.
Great.
Doing great. Dustin, what's your story? How old are you?
I'm 24.
What do you do?
I drive for a living in my courier.
And what do you courier? Whatever people
medical
want
specimen.
Medical specimen.
I work for Quest.
Quest Diagnostics.
Yeah.
So you take blood around and pee and stuff like that, feces?
Yes, I do.
Feces in your car.
How is the courier job? I've always wondered that. Is that a decent job?
I enjoy it. I do. I'd enjoy it.
I imagine if you like to drive, that would be a good
job. Yeah, and you're not stuck in an office all day.
Yeah.
A lot of time getting to listen to you guys on the radio.
Yeah.
That's part of the job. This is like a real game show. We're interviewing the guy.
Dan, what do you mean? Of course, it is a real game show. What's the matter with you?
Why wouldn't it be
a
real
thing
game
to
show?
Say?
Yeah, man.
Dustin, you have a girlfriend? You married or anything like that?
No, I'm single at the moment.
Single? Are you heterosexual or homosexual?
I'm heterosexual.
Okay, thanks for keeping that going.
Stay single.
And let's see, anything else for anybody want to ask?
Thanks for keeping that going.
I don't think
what
so.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
Well, reproducing
means
the planet.
What I said. Yeah. If somebody doesn't keep it going, there'll be no children. Okay, Dustin, are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
Here we go. What planet has these major atmospheric constituents? H2, HE, and CH4.
Man, it's
very tough.
You had to give me a tough one, man.
Yeah, well, we gave you, this is the toughest question of the day and the last question of the day. And, boy, think about it before you answer.
I was going to say Neptune, but I guess I'll have to go with Uranus.
All righty. Hang on.
Question five.
Yeah.
Envelope five or six?
Five.
Number five.
Number five. Thank you. Assistant. The answer is Uranus.
Dustin.
Way to go, Dustin.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hey, Dustin, hang on. We'll get some info. You got a Westport car wash. You have a Stephanie's gift card for $15. And thank you for playing Name That Planet.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
That was a good round.
It was a good round.
Good
and
people.
All but one person really knew their astronomy.
Yep.
And it's amazing. This audience is
very smart.
Just when you think you know them, you realize they're so much smarter than you realized. Off we go, not into the wild blue yonder, but to the, as Jim Saffo likes to say, the Washington Elizabeth exit of 270. And that is the home of Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. And here is John Londoff. Hello, John.
Uranus.
No.
Oh, maybe we can play around for
John,
fun. With
would you
John.
Like to play around?
No. Why not? We're too busy selling cars.
No, come on. Oh. I think the audience would like to see
a team player.
How much you might know about astronomy?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So did you enjoy your conversation with Jimmy Zeffo?
Well, no, we're playing a game now.
It was good, Jim.
Yeah.
We'll get to Jim later. We're playing a game. And now our contestant is John Lund. Let's treat him like we would any contestant. John, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I own a Chevrolet dealership here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. Employed about 125 unbelievable teammates and rock stars that, of course, continue to make the St. Louis metropolitan and surrounding area very satisfied with their automotive needs, wants, and concerns.
And what, married, children?
Yes, married to a beautiful young lady, Mimi Londoff, and mm-hmm. Four unbelievable sons, one of which has a birthday today. So we got to reach out and say happy birthday to Tim Londoff. He turned 17.
Wow, happy birthday, Tim. And what part of town do you live in, John?
We live out in the West County area.
All right.
In the North County. My wife grew up in Ferguson. I grew up in Normandy. And I pretty much live here in Florissant,
where the church
is located.
Mr. Londoff?
At Interstate 270 at the Washington-Elizabeth exit.
All right, let's play a round of Name That Planet.
Okay.
Well, what is the fifth planet from the sun? Take your time. And if you get the answer right, we have a $15 gift card from Stefanina's Pizza and a Westport car wash. What planet is fifth from the sun? No hurry.
Uranus.
All right, hang on.
It's question number six on the sheet there.
Yeah.
No, it's Jupiter. I'm sorry.
Man.
I am so sorry. It's Jupiter.
Good try.
Good try, though. And thanks for playing Name That Planet. He gave it his best shot.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, he's not supposed to know about astronomy. He's supposed to know about selling Chevys.
Cars.
For goodness sake.
Yeah.
And by the way, if he knew too much, it would indicate that he spends too much time looking up at the sky.
Now, how many of you love to look up, you know, if you're out in the rural area and the stars are beaming, if you're out? Do you like stargaze?
At my house.
You know
night,
where you the stars at night are big and bright?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
I mean, I'm just saying that's a long drive if you want to look at stars.
Yeah, I know. You know?
I mean, we could drive out to the duck farm right now, a few mosquitoes and bugs, but the stars are unbelievable out there.
I bet there's nothing more comfortable right now than this humidity and heat than being out there with the mosquitoes and bugs on the farm.
Whew, yeah.
That's tempting.
Yeah, we need a little rain. Well, we need rain, period.
We
need a lot of rain.
How's that corn doing up there? I imagine
Farmer Dave would say, Karn. How's that Karn doing?
You make fun of everybody,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes, we do. We do, and ourselves.
That's how we show love, making fun.
Yes, you don't really make fun of yourselves.
Sure, of course we do. You must not listen. We beat each other up.
Well, I listen all the time. I never hear you make fun of yourself.
I do it all the time. I talk about being fat and bald.
We make fun
constantly.
Of
them. Yeah.
But see, so you'd say that because you're not fat and bald.
Of course I am. I've seen the picture. By the way, did you get the pictures I signed?
I did.
All right. Got a whole new batch of pictures with me and with John, and I signed my part.
Nice.
And for anybody that gets a picture, it looks like I signed it with a purple Sharpie. It was a black one, but when it hits photographic paper, it turns purple.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It actually turned out looking okay with the balloons in the picture and everything.
So, do you remember when that picture was taken?
I believe it was at your dad's birthday lunch or something?
Yeah. August in 09. August of 09.
Wow.
So you guys look a lot younger.
Well,
what do you mean you look a lot younger?
We haven't changed. No, we have not changed in 3 years. Not really. I don't think we have anyway. I see the shirt. I looked at the shirt, was in the picture. I can still get in that shirt, so there's not much of a change there. How's everything going? Where were you?
But wasn't that that's one of those Tommy Bahama shirts anyway.
Yeah, I have a lot of those. Where were you? Where have you been?
We were in Colorado.
How was that?
Unbelievable. It's so beautiful. So beautiful. And actually, we were up in the mountains up in Vail for meetings. The whole family went. It's our July meetings with a group of Chevy dealers from all across the country. We get together three times a year, and we discuss how to be better, dealers, how to be, you know, better, you know, serve our customers better, our employees. And, you know, never sit and say, you know what, we're pretty good. Never sit back and say, you know what, there isn't room for improvement, because there's always room for improvement.
So how many dealers were there?
Oh, my God. There's 26 stores on the composite, so there were probably 18 to 19 dealers, and then their families. And so we make our July trip a big family trip.
Do you get to ski up there? Some time to ski?
It's July.
Yeah, they don't ski now. What's the matter with you?
Even up in the mountains in the summer, you can't.
No.
Oh, see, I thought they were. I thought they were skiing all year up there.
Kind of in a
around way back way. It's a good question. It really isn't. No, they do mountain biking, and I mean these are mountain bikes. These tires are just enormous because they take the lifts. They buy an all day ticket, and they have their helmets, and they you run the same runs that you run. As far as skiing, but they're in bike trails, so they have greens, which are easy runs, blue, moderate, and then they have the blacks and double blacks. And these people that do the blacks, you know, the black runs, they have chest protectors, they have, you know, chin protectors. They're wearing helmets for like motorcycle riding.
I skied one time and I almost went off the edge of a cliff. I got the runs okay. I'll tell you that. It scared me to death and I never wanted to ski again because I almost bought the farm like Sonny Bono.
Yeah, but you don't need to be going down a mountain.
The beginner mountain. This was first level green.
The bunny slope?
Yeah, bunny slope, and I still almost killed myself. So I just
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You're athletically inclined.
That's funny.
Even John couldn't hold back the laughter.
That's
Tell
a good
us
one.
Another one.
That's a good one. Yeah.
He's lifting weights now?
Who is?
You.
No, I'm not.
Lifting weights?
Oh, heavens no.
Don't have a weight room in the house?
Nope. I have a weight room, but I just stand there and wait.
I wait for a TV show to come on.
Wait for your wife to cook dinner.
Yeah.
I wait for her to bring in some carryout because she's not going to cook dinner. If I wait for her to cook dinner, I'll just die.
Now, why were we going to talk about your wife now? We were, you know, focusing on you and your...
I don't know, because I'm always thinking about her. She's on my mind all the time because I'm in such deep love. It's hard to not have her on my mind. That's how much I care about her.
I mean, as beautiful as she is, she should be on your mind.
She's a knockout. Yeah.
All right, so how about this? We're on the trip. Mimi Londoff, rock star, mother, gorgeous wife. Whitewater rafting.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's
level
fun.
Level what? Two or three?
Well, the water's low, but we did about a 12.5 mile run down the Colorado, and there was a 30 to 40 minute span. There were five pretty major rapids that we had to maneuver through, and
another thing I did once and hope I never do it again.
Oh, see, I want to do that. Oh, I think I'd have fun.
I
do
not care for that.
I mean, when they're giving us the instructions on the bus before, you know, we get to where we got to put in, and I didn't know this, but they have actually 10 minutes. National foresters are watching them, and these outfitters have to get in and out in 10 minutes, and you get your pretty quick instruction from the boat, from the bus, to then you're in the rafts, on the water's edge, and then you put in, and man, you are not more than 50, 60 yards from the first major rapid.
Wow.
Where you put in. So it's like, hey, game on, let's go.
How fast does it, I'm assuming it's faster than like a float on the Merrimack.
It's not about speed, though, because it's the level of turbulence and how many rocks and what kind of drops, yeah.
But how long did it take for the 12.5 miles? What is a couple hours?
Couple of hours, yeah.
Well, that's enough, man. You're beat after 2 hours.
I'm gonna tell you what, and then I was getting yelled at, you know, by Mimi and our guide, little Lizzie, you know, because right side's not pulling its own weight. And, you know, of course, I was on the right side with my son Sam and and Mimi, and you know, she's giving everything 110%. So it's like, you know, I'm kind of here in the middle on this right side. I'm on vacation, but really, I wasn't on vacation, so I had to work hard. So then we went fly fishing, and you ready for this?
Yeah.
We went skeet shooting. We did a sporting clay in the Lazy J.
Ooh. Lazy J.
You know what you're looking out on when you're shooting the sporting clays? The Rocky Mountains. It's
spectacular.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Every station that you go to, you look out and you're like, wow. You know, it's like one of these things. First of all, it's such a beautiful part of our country.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. For anybody who has never been to Colorado, I'm going to tell you, it's on our list. We did a list one day of things before you die to see, places to see in this country. Vegas is on there, and absolutely Colorado, the mountains of Colorado. It's breathtaking. It's unbelievable. You got to do it. You got to see it.
Yeah, they are, and the great thing is in that area, they've been getting rain for the last 2 weeks, spot showers, but they're really pretty good storms that come through in the afternoon.
And that kind of fog that hangs in the pockets of the mountains, I love that.
Well, that they had all those fires just not that long ago, remember?
Yeah, and a part of Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado
Springs.
Yeah, it really is amazing how different the terrain can be in the same country from Kansas to Colorado.
Yeah.
I'm seriously, Kansas, flat,
like two states
nothing,
away. Yeah.
Boring, and then you get to Colorado and boom, like a different country.
It is. I mean, it's just so gorgeous. And I'm going to tell you one thing about the people out there. First of all, there isn't a spot of trash anywhere.
Yeah.
I think that they'd probably just shoot you if you were some Hoosier driving down the even Highway 70. It's just gorgeous. I just think it's a culture of people saying, you know what, this is so beautiful. I'm not going to throw something out of my car. You know, I'm going to find, and there's trash cans everywhere. And they have to have them the words like, you put your hand to push a release because of the bears.
Oh.
And then, you start talking about that, and that's when Mimi really starts to go, she started asking people, well, where are the bears? They're like, we don't really know.
So did you drive out there?
No, we flew from St. Louis to Denver, Denver to Eagle Vale Airport, which the guy who's giving us a ride from the hotel to the airport goes, yeah, this is the eighth most dangerous airport in the country. Or menace in the world. And I'm like, hey.
The Denver airport?
Why?
No, the Eagle Vale.
Oh, because it's in the mountains.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in the mountains. Yeah.
Oh. Turbulence. It's like, how about you tell us that after we land?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think his name was.
Save that information.
Whatever. I'm like, hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for the pep talk.
Well, Jim sat in and filled in for you. And what did you guys think about how Jim did?
I think Jim did great.
Yeah.
I liked how he went through his drawers and.
He was in your office, and please don't say anything.
Yeah,
he was in your office.
Oh no, I won't say a thing.
No, he was telling us, "Oh, look here," and he's pulling stuff out of the drawers. Oh, look what I found! And he's going through your personal stuff. It was awkward.
But I'm doing the commercials now. I'm sitting in his office. That's what he said on the phone.
He had some customers come in trying to do like
and
you
tried
do.
To blow in the duck call.
He blew a couple of your duck calls.
No, he really?
Yeah. It was awkward. We said, Jim, get out of there.
We don't think this
is a good idea. He wouldn't listen.
He said, I'm staying.
He said, I'm staying. There's nothing anybody can do about it. It was exactly what.
He didn't come into my office. He was in the conference room.
No.
Okay, if that's what he told you.
Is that what he told you?
Oh, now you just put your mouth where Jim had his mouth.
Yeah. He had his feet up on your desk, too.
He wasn't blowing it with his mouth, either.
No.
We were
playing that game about Uranus.
Yeah. We were out of time about 8 minutes ago. Would you like to sell something or give a phone number or something?
Yeah, we need to sell some trucks. We need to sell some cars. We need to sell some pre-owned vehicles. We are buried with inventory. Over 100 Equinoxes in stock, almost 100 Traverses in stock.
You guys remember when Jim said, wait till he finds out where I put this duck call?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, then we played the Name That Planet game.
Yeah.
So you asked me to, really get maybe involved in helping sell a car or truck.
No, I'm sorry.
All we've been doing is selling your show and,
I shouldn't have interrupted. I'm sorry.
No.
Go ahead.
But it happens. It happens all the time. It really does.
It's never going
to
change.
It was funny. If I'm out with you and I try to overtalk you, impossible.
Well,
it's impossible. Matter of fact, you'll kind of put your hand up, which means, I don't know what that means, just be quiet.
I don't know what it means either. I just do it. I don't know. can we have a phone number?
$10,000 off many Silverados in stock, please. We have way too many. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit.
All right.
24/7/365 at lawndoff.com.
All right, welcome back.
Did you miss me?
Oh, yeah.
We always miss you.
That doesn't sound, the guys don't say that to each other. A guy doesn't say to another guy, did you miss me? I'm not responding to that. I just, welcome back. And you just go, hey, thanks, buddy.
I mean, like a lot of people responded, and, thanks, Tina.
You're welcome.
Ian. Okay for
thanks,
Tina.
Dan,
to say
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Ian.
Yeah, thanks, you metrosexuals. Okay, we're sending you some business.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you miss me.
Okay. See you later. Bye bye. Seriously. Guys don't. A guy doesn't say.
No, you miss ask me? Other guys if you miss each other.
That's wrong. It just sounds
wrong. Unsaid.
Yeah. We'll be back. Big 550 KTRS.
Let's check in now with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it going, Tim?
After that, I don't know. You guys are sick.
Thank you very much.
Wait, you're just figuring that out now?
Especially Ian.
Oh, Ian's the sickest out of all of us.
He actually ruins the show.
Oh, my gosh.
We'd be in the Hall of Fame if it weren't for Peon.
Yeah, that's right. They'd get a Missouri Broadcasters Award,
that's
maybe.
Right.
Hey, southbound 270, you've got slow traffic down Manchester, down through Big Bend. Also, that traffic coming towards the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 64, heavy from Jefferson. You're also slow on northbound 55 at Park. In this traffic report, It's brought to you by National College Finance Center. The National College Finance Center provides free, unbiased information about paying for college the smartest way possible and repaying student loans. Visit them at collegefinancecenter.org. And remember, don't major in debt. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
The Alabama Crimson Tide, the Florida Gators, the Georgia Bulldogs, watch out.
Green 18!
Mizzou has moved to your neighborhood, and it's never going to be the same again. Watch out, SEC. The Tigers have arrived. Catch every pass, every play right here.
Green 18!
On your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
If you want your home to look its best on the outside, you need to start with the experts at MPR Supply. That's where professional contractors go for irrigation systems, low-voltage lighting, water features, drainage, and so much more. Ask about affordable fountainscapes, pondless waterfalls, and ecosystem ponds. The staff at MPR Supply has over 200 years of combined experience. MPR Supply features Felguard landscaping products, along with smart irrigation controls, rain, and moisture sensors, plus the latest in LED landscape lighting. Ask about rain harvesting and water management systems that will help your home to go green. MPR Supply is locally owned and has been serving the community for 20 years. They're located at 2541 Link Road, just east of Lindbergh off Midland. Call them today at 314-426-4838. That's 426-4838. Or visit their website at mprsupply.com. MPR Supply, providing irrigation, lighting, and landscape industries with quality materials since 1991.
Have you been thinking about redoing your kitchen? Well, Callier & Thompson has a deal for you. Right now, through August 15th, Callier & Thompson will give you a $4,000 credit on your granite countertops, which means you redo your kitchen. Callier & Thompson will give you quartz, granite, silestone, Cambria countertops at a discount of $4,000. That's a deal. You must be under contract by August 15th. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, they've been around since the 50s. They're quality, they stay under budget, and you'll get the kitchen of your dreams, not to mention $4,000 worth of granite countertops, absolutely free. But you must be under contract by August 15th. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths, check out their showroom next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester. Free granite countertops with a new kitchen at Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom on Manchester.
Please stay tuned to this important announcement for those in danger of losing their home. American Foreclosure Services has a program for those who have fallen behind on their mortgage and are facing foreclosure. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. You may be in danger of being evicted. If you can no longer afford your mortgage, you may be eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program to save your home. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. The American Foreclosure Services program is available to those who are struggling with mortgage payments and want to save their home. Call now and ask for the American Foreclosure Services program to see if you qualify. Again, if you're behind on your mortgage payments, call to see if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program. 1-800-500-1929. That's 1-800-500-1929.
This is Jan Bruner. People ask me what motivates my husband, John Bruner, who's running for Senate. John agrees with President Reagan that there is purpose and worth to each and every life. For John, that starts with protecting the unborn and continues with helping those in need. When John hears of fallen soldiers, he contributes to scholarship funds for their kids. When John saw handicapped kids left behind, he helped develop a camp so they could do what others do. And when family members of employees fell ill, John was quick to help. One gravely ill woman wrote, "Dear John, my husband is very lucky to work for someone who cares so much for their employees and families. There are angels among us, and God sends them to us in our time of need. Thank you for all you've done." These letters remind me why I married John Bruner and why he will be a great senator for Missouri.
I'm John Bruner, and I approve this message, paid for by Bruner for Senate.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes, by making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get the service you need and save money on gas. $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the Works Fuel Saver package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Claim based on EPA averages. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/12.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra with advanced stain blocking starts at just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one just got better. Each coat works three times harder, priming, covering, and blocking stains on even tough surfaces. Roll on rich color in less time with Behr Ultra now with stain blocking starting at just $31.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Next hour, if we have a minute, we'll play a little bit of Bobby Rydell. I think I knew Bobby Rydell was still alive, but it's one of those names Peon wouldn't understand. But when you're a boomer, and Bobby Rydell used to be on Ed Sullivan a lot, he used to be on Red Skelton a lot, he used to do a great Red Skelton impression, and was a decent singer. But honest to goodness, it's one of those guys you go, is he alive or is he dead? Well, he's alive.
Never hear of
him. He just, no, well, you know what, he does a... an oldie sort of one of those tours with Fabian and Bobby Vinton and Bobby Wright. They travel and tour together. And a couple of them can sing still and a couple can't. Frankie Avalon, he's another one who's in that group. But Bobby Rydell is recovering after he had both a liver and kidney transplant.
Wow. And he's 70.
He's 70 years old. His big hit, Wild One. And I don't know the rest of it.
Never heard of it.
Not that version.
Wild One.
No. Oh, I didn't think that.
Oh, and he also did Volare.
Oh, I've heard that.
Well, a lot of people did that.
Yeah. They did.
He.
Wasn't the name of the high school in Greece Rydell High?
Yes, it was Rydell High. And the doctor said without a double organ transplant that he wasn't going to live much longer. So Bobby Rydell, wow. We'll have to find a, grab a Bobby Rydell. Wild One. I'll have Peon find.
I wonder how old they'll let you be.
See, that's a good question because.
Transplant.
That's a good question. And Tina was asking, how come he got kidney transplant? I've got a friend who's been without kidneys for 4 years. He's on the list and he's still waiting. Now, how is that? This guy's 30-something that I know. Bobby Rydell is 70. Is it money? Can you buy your way?
But I would think when you reach a certain age, maybe your body wouldn't adapt as well because, you know.
You'd be more likely to reject it.
Yeah, or just, yeah, or not, or suffer through the surgery.
And then the kidney he got, is it a 20-year-old or something? He could pee till past the time he's dead. He could die and keep peeing after he's dead. Mark and Jason are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, and they're financial advisors. I heard a really ridiculous commercial the other day, and I don't want to get into the specifics of who it was or where. It was insane because it was somebody saying, you don't want a financial advisor. Really? But he wanted you to contact his company and let him tell you what to do with your money. Well, isn't that sort of financial advice? He's sort of, you know, contradicting himself. I think financial advice is a good thing if you get it from somebody you trust and somebody that knows what they're doing. I've been doing it a while, and gets to know you and what your goals are. How can that not be a good thing? And even if you have a financial advisor, why not get somebody else's opinion? That somebody in this case would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. Their website is markandjason.com. We mention it every day. It really is all up to you. You can go along if you have $25,000 or more and try to do it yourself and try to figure everything out yourself. Good luck. Or you can make an appointment. It won't cost you a thing to meet with them. Again, they are Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus, markandjason.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. We've got a report of a stalled tractor trailer now on the Poplar Street Bridge westbound 5570, and that's got traffic jamming back up to about 3rd Street. And then you're also slow on eastbound 64 from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report's brought to you by NBC Olympics. On July 27th, the world's greatest athletes come together for the biggest television event of the year, the London Olympic Games, beginning July 27th on NBC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention all women over 18. If you don't have a facial exfoliating brush yet, we need your help, and you need ours. We're Hydroxytone, and we have one mission, to set a world record by giving away 1 million free Sonic Microderm facial brushes in 24 hours. We're calling it the Million Brush Giveaway, and we need your help to reach our goal. So please call now and tell us where to send your free facial brush. 1-800-500-6515. Exfoliating, softening, smoothing, renewing your skin for youthful radiance. This luxurious facial brush is top of the line, valued at $60. But call now and you can get it free during our Million Brush Giveaway. Just cover the minimal shipping and processing. Again, we're trying to give away 1 million free facial brushes in 24 hours, so we need your help. If you want a flawless, younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550. KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
To support veterans who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless, call 1-877-424-3838 or visit va.gov/homeless.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report on the Fort Hood